from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, September 6th. Coming up, we'll hear about the impact of President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan on the economy and everyday people with student debt. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. This is the most pro-labor state in the country, and it will remain that way. That was the message yesterday from Governor J.B. Pritzker to Rock Island County Democrats during their annual salute to labor in the Quad Cities. Herb Trix reports.
The governor says since he first took office, he's tried to protect workers, their right to safe workplaces, the right to organize, and for good pay. And he wants to make sure that's all protected when the Workers' Rights Amendment is on the ballot in November.
And folks, in about 64 days and 5 hours and 22 minutes, not that I'm counting, but in about 64 days, we're going to pass the Workers' Rights Amendment. And we're going to ban 3 words from the dictionaries of the state of Illinois, and that's right to work.
And he urges fellow Democrats to reject what he calls the anti-worker agenda of his Republican opponent, State Senator Darren Bailey, once and for all. I'm Herb Trix.
The Inflation Reduction Act revived the national conversation around insulin prices. The $750 billion economic package was signed into law last month. It caps insulin copays for people on Medicare. Biden has touted the package as a win for Americans, but many who rely on insulin were disappointed. That includes Molly King of Covington, Indiana. King is one of about 37 million Americans living with diabetes. She has private insurance and will not be helped by the new measure.
I'm 30 and I live with my parents because my medication is so expensive. I knew financially I couldn't. I would either have to choose to pay my bills or pay my rent or keep myself alive for another month.
The initial version of the Inflation Reduction Act called for a $35 copay cap for insulin for people on private insurance and Medicare. The final version, which takes effect next year, limits the copay cap to people on Medicare. The American Diabetes Association says it plans to continue advocating for relief this fall, including capping monthly insulin costs for more patients. A kinesiology professor at the University of Illinois recently explored how Latin dance can benefit the memory of older Latinos. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez has more.
Susan Aguinaga is a kinesiology professor at U of I and is also the leader of the study. Aguinaga explains that there were two groups of Spanish-speaking Latino adults who are middle-aged or older in the study. One group was put in a classroom setting, while the other was selected to participate in a dance program called Bailamos for 4 months. Their findings show that individuals who were in the dance program had an improvement in their working memory compared to the other group.
In terms of dancing to help improve or maintain memory, dancing has a learning and coordination component. So when we dance, we learn new steps, and we need to recall previous steps to develop dance sequences and turns.
Aguinaga says she hopes this study will encourage more Latinos to be more physically active, which can include dancing to the rhythm of their favorite music. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Students returned to class today on the University of Illinois Urbana campus after the holiday weekend amid high COVID case numbers. There have been nearly 2,000 positive cases since students started returning to campus 3 weeks ago, including about 1,000 cases last week alone. In a mass email sent Friday night, Chancellor Robert Jones says the university is, quote, working diligently to expand on-campus PCR testing beyond the single site at the Illini Union, which has seen long lines. He says the campus distributed 10,000 take-home antigen tests last week and ordered 10,000 more to begin distributing this week. Jones reiterated that officials, quote, strongly recommend wearing face coverings in classrooms, though they're not required for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Still to come, we'll take a look at President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and how it affects people here in Illinois. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem, with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Biden administration recently announced a student loan forgiveness program. Some borrowers could have as much as $20,000 forgiven. Peter Medlin has more on the impact it could have on the economy and everyday people with student debt.
Student debt has soared in the 21st century. It went from $520 billion in 2006 to now over $1.7 trillion. The White House estimates that around 43 million borrowers could be eligible for some debt forgiveness, and of those, close to half could have their student loan debt completely erased. Charlie Wackles graduated from Columbia College in Chicago this spring. He could see nearly half of his federal student loans canceled. Wackel says the relief feels reassuring, especially as a freelance journalist where prompt pay isn't guaranteed.
I'm still waiting on writing that I did in like early July for payments. Some of these gigs are my bread and butter. I mean, the gigs that take the longest to pay are usually the gigs that pay the most and are the gigs that I pay my rent with and buy my groceries with.
But Wackel still feels lucky. He worked hard to pay for school, but he knows others didn't have the family support and financial safety net that he did. And he knows that for others, most often students of color, even $20,000 worth of forgiveness is still just a drop in the bucket. The average Black public university graduate in Illinois owes $32,000 in loans, which is about $10,000 higher than white grads from those same schools. And nearly 30% of Black borrowers have monthly loan payments over $350. Maya Rothman is a Black college grad who finished school just before the pandemic, and it made it especially hard for her to find steady work, especially as someone largely physically disabled.
The way that loans come out has been historically just, you know, not great for people of color, to put it nicely.
The Streamwood resident was thrilled when she first heard the news and said it would wipe out a sizable chunk of her debt. And for her, it's a first step towards financial security, and she hopes the debt relief program is a first step towards real solutions to make college more affordable for everyone. That's what Mike Abrahamson, policy manager at the Partnership for College Completion, is focused on. His organization is part of the Illinois State Board of Higher Education's Commission on Equitable Public University Funding. Coming up with a new way to fund higher ed is complex, and they have to weigh what resources, schools, and students need to be successful. But Abrahamson says, in some ways, it is simple. They need more funding.
We have to acknowledge that for two decades, basically, our universities have been asked to do more with less. And so there's no substitute for this additional funding that we need to see.
Over the past 20 years or so, Abrahamson says much of the cost has been shifted to students. He says you can draw a direct line from the lack of state investment in higher ed to the unique substantial enrollment declines at Illinois universities. Dr. Tammy Batson teaches in the Department of Economics at Northern Illinois University. As an economist, she thinks debt relief was a good move at a good time. And despite worries from some, she doesn't see it as a driver of inflation.
I don't know if it will contribute considerably to what we're already dealing with. We're already dealing with supply chain issues. To be honest, I think no one has been paying these student debts for this amount of time at this rate.
And she thinks that reinstituting student loans right away would have been worrying for an economy struggling to find its footing. But she also gets why some who may have been priced out of college or otherwise didn't pursue a degree might find it unfair.
I can hear what they're saying, and mostly what I would like to say is remind yourself you still have maybe kids or grandkids coming through a system. And if I'm part of anyone's administration, I would be clear that if you have not been extended this opportunity at this point, you are more than welcome to take it now.
In a recent speech, President Joe Biden outlined what he believes debt relief will offer people.
All this means people can start finally crawl out from under that mountain of debt. To get on top of their rent and their utilities, to finally think about buying a home or starting a family or starting a business.
That's exactly what Jacob Colgan is thinking, too. He graduated from the University of Illinois at Chicago a few years ago with a degree in electrical engineering. And he says, quote, "This relief eliminates a majority of my remaining debt and will give me some breathing room to start looking for a house." And even if it's just a Band-Aid and not a long-term solution, for some people like Colgan, debt forgiveness means he can move forward into the next phase of his life. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 80 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Herb Trix, Mitch Legan, Luis Velasquez, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.